This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever time it is, listening to 7-5 Radio. This is Peter Scoop Stanton, and I barely made it once again. How are we doing today, Walt?
Still here, my friend. I'm still here. We're doing pretty well.
Outstanding. Great. Okay, Walt, let's handle our first order of business. We always want to recognize the law enforcement that was murdered in the line of duty. Today we remember Deputy Sheriff Justin DeRozier of the Cowlitz County Sheriff's Office in Washington. End of watch, Sunday, April 14th, 2019. Shot and killed while doing a investigative report of a disabled motorhome after 10 p.m. on Sunday. Shot and killed. Two of the three perpetrators were apprehended. A third one was thankfully shot and killed. Also, we want to remember, we want to wish a speedy recovery to a member of the service of New York's finest, 34th Precinct in Washington Heights, who got involved in a gunfight this past Thursday. He was got in a gunfight in a parking lot in Washington Heights. It was caught on video, and a fellow member of the service came and shot him three times, so that man is no longer with us. Fortunately, and also what really, really surprised me was that Bill de Blasio, Mayor de Blasio himself, actually showed up to the hospital for the press conference. So kudos on you for doing your job, Mr. Mayor. But anyways, Walter, if you're one of these people that just follow mainstream network news, CNN, MSNBC, your local newspapers, Time Magazine, or read Newsweek Magazine, you would not know what would happen at the Mall of America this past week.
That's correct.
Some, just call him an animal, some maggot, some piece of human garbage, for whatever reason, decided to pick up a five-year-old little boy who was with his mother and a little friend at the Mall of America in outside of Minneapolis and throw him off the third-floor balcony. And by the grace of God, this little boy, his name is Landon, made it. He's still alive. He's in the hospital recovering. But also, fortunately, the scumbag, his name is Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda of Minneapolis, is in custody. Now, if it wasn't for social media, we would never heard about it. And we would never have known that little boy Landon was white and the perpetrator Emmanuel was black, because it doesn't fit the media narrative. Now, if the race is reversed and Mr. Aranda was a white man and Landon was a little black man, well, guess what? Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson would have been there. You would have seen the satellite trucks from the networks, and we would have coverage all day, every day. And it's just white, black, and different. It's just disgusting. And the media, what's even just almost as bad, is the media just refuses to recognize this because, again, it does not fit the narrative. And it took some real digging into the internet to find out that this person was born in America. We don't know what religious affiliations. We don't know what schools he went to, other than he's a native of Chicago, Illinois. Well, what's your take on this travesty?
Well, you're right. It is a travesty. My take on it is how horrible this was, and the news media across the board didn't cover it all that much. I think I saw a blip on the CNN app on this iPad-y thing that I have here at the house, or maybe a brief thing on the local news. But they didn't cover it, like you said, like if it was a white man that threw a baby over the rail. And, I'll say this 1,000 times, I'm not a prejudiced person. However, the media is just picking and choosing which stories will sell. They used to blame, the Daily News and the New York Post and well, we still do because, they really used to report everything. And it came to the point where now they're just reporting what they feel like reporting, what they think we ought to know. Or what they think we ought to know what their opinions are. So they are not covering this very well. That Michael Brown thing, four or five years ago?
Ferguson, Missouri. Yep.
You still hear about that. You still hear about that because it's always, they'll report a story of something and they'll end the story with something like that. Or that Staten Island issue with the New York City police and the guy that was selling cigarettes on the street. They'll end the story with that. So they won't push what actually happened. They'll try to what is that? Smokescreen,
Yep.
And it just doesn't, the American public, is a lot smarter than that. And I hope they all realize it. And, you got to speak up. Either you're going to report what's happening or don't tell me your little tidbits of what you want me to know. Report the whole darn thing. It's just horrible that you can't get a straight answer from your local media on your television, or on your iPad or whatever you're watching. They're not going to report, especially the guy being from Chicago. You know the sensitivity up there, with the Jesse Smollett thing, a couple of months ago. And all the murders that happened in Chicago that they're not doing anything about because it's black on black crime. It's not white on black crime. So, you're right. It was a travesty. I hope this little boy, survives to the point where he can actually function as a normal little kid because this man took that away from him so far.
Exactly. And another piece of good news that you still haven't heard about was that a neighbor of the little boy started a GoFundMe page. Now, this hasn't been verified. It could be a scam or whatever. But in 3 days, they raised over $500,000. Let's hope he has a speedy recovery. And also, if we, since we pointed out the fact that he is Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda, is a black man, the Twitterverse, social media, and mainstream media would look at us saying, look at these white nationalists pointing out the talking about black on white crime. Also, nobody mentioned that this is a hate crime. And we're coming to our first break on 75 Radio. We'll talk about another hate crime that occurred overseas this past week. And then one of the most hallowed halls in all of America. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back.
You can't beat that bump music, man.
Well, I had to go make another cup of delicious coffee in my Keurig. Now, for environmentally sound people, a Keurig, you only make what you need. And you don't waste a whole bunch of coffee. But you got to throw the little plastic things in the trash, which will live in the landfills forever. But anyways, well, this past week, there's absolute another tragedy in France. Notre Dame Cathedral burned. This building was there in the center of France, center of Paris, France, for over 800 years. It's probably one of the most three famous churches in all of the planet, behind St. Peter's, St. Patrick's, and tied for Westminster Abbey in London. So anyways, this church, which survived two world wars, countless other conflicts, burned to the ground. Actually, correction, it burned, but it's still, this four walls are still standing, but everything else is just absolutely gutted out. The steeple fell in, the roof fell in, which was made of wood. And one of the first things French authorities did to say that it was not arson. I mean, the building's fully engulfed, and they're still fighting fires, trying to figure out how to contain this thing. And they said, nope, no arson, no suspects, just a pure accident. Now, I've asked a friend of mine who has been in the fire service for over 20 years about what happened. And he says, it looks like arson, but it doesn't look like arson. Notre Dame was going under some renovations, and construction accidents happen all the time. But it looks very, very, very fishy. France, in the past 2-3 years, had over 800 attacks on churches. 800. But, of course, that wasn't mentioned in the mainstream media. We got to hear about how Europe is taking all these wonderful indigenous people, but we haven't heard any church fires. Or correction, attacks on churches, or destruction of churches, or takeovers of churches, or burglaries of churches. Well, what's your What's your take on Notre Dame?
I think they gave up a little bit too easy, you know, saying that it's, you know, not arson, there's no suspects, there's no suspicion or anything like that. They didn't spend a whole lot of time. I think the last of the flames was still being put out when they made the decision saying that it wasn't arson. So, you know, France is France. You know, they've gotten weird over the last 20 years anyway. We have, you know, a rocky relationship with them, you know, our government and their government. However, you know, the place was quite old, you know, and it stood for, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, has a lot of history. The wood, you know, that stuff that's dried out like that, you know, it goes up like, you know, like a tinderbox. But, you know, who knows? You know, I've seen some fires in New York City that ignited and, you know, the building was gone within a few hours. You know, the inside of it, you know, the stone structure stands. You know, how damaged is the stone structure at Notre Dame? Those four walls, can they put a roof on it and rebuild it? You know, that'd be up to France. I don't know if Mr. Trump is inclined to, you know, send any dollars over there to help them build, rebuild that. But I think they're going to rebuild it. You know, it'll be something like what happened with, you know, any kind of landmark. It'll get rebuilt. But as far as the arson goes, you know, who knows? They already gave up on the investigation. So, you know, they spent more time looking into Jussie Smollett here in the States than they did in this arson thing here in this fire here in France. So, you know, it is what it is. It's gone. Clean it up and do what you can to repair it and rebuild it.
Right.
That structure meant a lot to a lot of people, you know, religiously, and you know, a lot of history in that building. You know, France is probably going to rebuild it, and, you know, charge the taxpayers accordingly.
Right. And, well, the church itself is, owned by the, Vatican, which has very deep, deep, deep pockets. And also people, has proposed, pledged to, hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild it. But, of course, the left is saying, well, if we rebuild it, you should have it more contemporary, more what it looks like France today. You know, put a crescent moon on it with a five-point star at the end of it. You know, these people who already hate God, hate Christ, already saying change the church. But, you know, who cares about them? But, anyways, also, not to be outdone, there's a gentleman in New York, a philosophy teacher from New Jersey, decided to enter St. Patrick's Cathedral on Fifth Avenue, Midtown Manhattan, with two gasoline cans, lighter fluid, and lighters. And he was trying to say that he was taking a shortcut to put gas in his van, but the security at St. Patrick's Cathedral said, no way, Jose. But anyways, what's... So the gentleman's name is Mark Lamparello, 37-year-old graduate student and lecturer on philosophy. So way to go. Way to go, formal education. But anyways, he was came into the St. Patrick's Cathedral, said his minivan was parked on one of the side streets and would need to put gas in his vehicle, which security alerted cops, and they went to check the van, and the van did have gas. And number two, well, you and I both know Midtown Manhattan around Fifth Avenue. Where is the nearest gas station in that neighborhood, number one? And number two, if he's coming from New Jersey, no matter what Hudson River crossing he takes, there's 100 gas stations on both sides of the road to fill up.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
So anyways,
that's one thing. You can't hardly find a gas station in New York if you're not on the east side or the west side. You know,
right.
which is a good thing, you know, because you know, it makes it a little bit less accessible to the psychos out there. But,
right. But another strange, you know what, we say the Lord works in mysterious ways. After the Inferno at Notre Dame, a radio legend Michael Savage went on Twitter with a picture of himself with a Marine Corps cover, part of the BDU uniform, and wearing a cross. And he tweeted, today we are all Catholics. Now, we all know Michael Savage is a follower of the – well, he was born Jewish into a Jewish family, but he is very Christian leaning. So I tweeted back. I said, Mr. Savage, even though we have different religious backgrounds, you are the only person on mainstream radio who stands up for Christians. Thank you very much. So he tweeted back, which I almost fell on the floor. He tweeted back saying, which just read four simple words. Same corporation, different divisions. Now, this was in all lowercase and no punctuation, so it definitely wasn't his one of his gophers. Anybody that knows Philo Savage, you know, he works alone, has very few people working for him. So I was floored that Michael Savage tweeted back to 75 Radio. And of course, I tweeted that out and almost fell down to the floor. But again, Michael Savage is the only person in mainstream radio that actually stands up for Christians. Meanwhile, everybody else in mainstream radio has a suck up to, you know, you guessed it, Israel, because there's no better friend to Israel than insert name here. But we're going to come back on a more, even more serious subject on the other side of this break. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, Jim.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee issuing a subpoena now for the full unredacted Mueller report on the Russia investigation. Jerry Nadler says there are numerous unanswered questions despite the report's release to the public yesterday.
The report makes clear that the president refused to be interviewed by the special counsel and refused to provide written answers to follow-up questions.
Meanwhile, the president's begun the morning on Twitter slamming the report, writing in part that it was, quote, an illegally started hoax that never should have happened. Former Vice President Joe Biden may be just a few days away from announcing his campaign for the White House. A report in The Atlantic quotes sources close to Biden as saying he'll make a video announcement of his run next Wednesday. The 76-year-old would be joining 19 other candidates for the Democratic nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Another round of severe weather is threatening about 100 million Americans today. There could be tornadoes in Alabama and Mississippi in particular. Two people died in Mississippi from storms on Thursday. The system moving east through Georgia, the Carolinas, and up into the Mid-Atlantic as well. Investigators say it could take weeks to determine what caused the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, but they do believe an electrical short circuit might be to blame. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introducing new legislation that would raise the national smoking age to 21.
So by raising the age that you could legally purchase to 21, tobacco won't be in most high schools, presenting fewer opportunities for children to get their hands on vaping devices.
He plans on introducing the legislation next month. Today marks the 24th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people and injured over 800. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, we're back again. Walt, go ahead, take the lead off on this next segment.
I have a friend, a couple of friends. One of them that we spoke about last year, his name is Joe Lizzito. He's a fella that saved the subway from a spree killer about 7 years ago. He was cut up in the head and took that man down, and he's now doing life in prison for multiple homicides. His wife, however, is another good friend of mine, and her name is Andrea Lizzito. I was talking to her this past week, and I noticed on Facebook that she put up a fundraiser. Now, I'm not normally good with fundraisers, you know, unless I know more about them, and she's doing a fundraiser for suicide prevention. She has done this for many years. She walks
walkathon?
Show support for these groups that have suicide prevention. It's her birthday this year. Every year this time of the year, and she's asking for donations for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Normally, the acronym is AFSP, and she's chosen this nonprofit because their mission means a lot to her, and she hopes that people will consider contributing as a way to celebrate her birthday with her. You can find her on Facebook at Andrea Joy Lozito, Lozito, and she's a sweet lady. She's a good person. She has a lot going on for her and does this volunteer work to help out the suicide prevention people. Now, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline provides 24/7 free and confidential support for people in distress. You know, this is a very tough subject. I've spoken about this a few times over the last year or so. People get down to be so desperate and depressed, and they just don't know where to turn. So I'm stepping up to the plate for her to help her around. Her birthday was just the other day on the 17th, and she is fully active in this mission. She really is into this suicide prevention. She's trying to raise, she's got $141 out of the $200 that she is looking for her birthday goal to donate to the National Suicide Prevention. That hotline, I'm going to give that out right now. So if anybody's listening, you know, it's Saturday night. You need to, and you're having trouble, please call this number. It's 1-800-273-8255. There's counselors there. There's support there. There's other people that attempted suicide in the past that also volunteer their time to speak with you and try to get you the help that you need. Don't do anything rash. Don't do it because you feel down. You know, there's people out there that love you and care for you. And, you know, don't worry about, you know, you got to worry about leaving the people behind you. They're going to be hurt. They can help you. Just reach out and talk about it. Find out what's going on too, you know, how you can help yourself become a little more happy. Every bit helps. Talk to your doctor, talk to your spouse, talk to your kids, talk to your parents. Talk to whomever you can and make them understand that you're not in a good place. I'm going to repeat that number. That number is 1-800-273-8255. And there is a, like I said, like a GoFundMe page on her to donate. She's got $141 of $200, and it's not much to ask to help a little bit for these people. Now, I used to work the suicide hotline some years ago after I got out of prison. That started me getting back into the world of society. And I went from that, and I went to helping victims of domestic violence. So when you volunteer, it's a really rewarding kind of thing. So help these people out. Stay on the air. Stay online. And more so you're helping the people that are really in trouble, that really need some help. So just a shout out to Andrea and my friend Joe Lizitos. God bless you, and thank you for doing this for some of our more troubled folks. All right.
Right. All right. Once again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. 800-273-8255. Suicide Prevention Hotline. Now, while, you know, you've been incarcerated twice, and you probably saw, like, at the bottom of the, you were at the bottom of the barrel at that time. And guess what? Served your debt to society, became a productive member of society, got married, had children, and now you're co-hosting a radio show heard all over the planet. So, I mean, there's help out there. And then yours truly, I joke all the time, but, you know, I too, you know, was kicked off the NYPD. I too was, did a short time in jail at the local county lockup for, you know, my own fault, and got fired and, you know, had money problems and relationship problems. And, you know, what did I do? I ran off and joined the Navy, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made. And fast forward a whole bunch of years later, I'm doing radio with Walter Yerkew. Again, there's this up out there, people, because, I mean, think about it. Some guy just happened to work for New York City Police Department, was told that Mike Dowd and his people are nothing but the worst pieces of human filth. And then 20 years later, I'm doing a radio show with the person I consider a very good friend. So, again, if you got problems, just seek help. Call somebody. Call us. Email us. I don't know. Well, remember, what was it, about a year ago or less than a year ago? There's a gentleman that was having some emotional difficulties, said he wanted to end it. And actor James Woods, myself, and I think yourself also got involved trying to find this gentleman. And then all of a sudden, you know, thousands of people got involved to try to find this gentleman, locate him, and get him the help he needs. But, of course, Twitter said, well, since he's talked about committing violence, even though against himself, he was calling out for help, they kicked him off. So, but fortunately, thanks to the pull of one actor, James Woods, they were able to find him, and he was able to get the help he needs. And now he's you know, doing pretty good for himself. Whatever was going on, came and went, and then he's carrying on smartly, as we say.
Because that's the tweet that pushed me to do those segments on suicide prevention in the past year. I think I did two of them that week when James Woods was looking for this guy, and then later on, as a matter of fact, I believe it was a friend of the Lozitos that committed suicide later on last year, and I did another segment on it. Yeah, it's an important thing that's got to be, you know, talked about. It's not taboo anymore. You can't just shove it aside and say, well, they had some mental health problems or they had some issues. You know, all that can be. You and I are living proof, my friend, that no matter how low you get in this world, you can always pull yourself out. It's just the door that closed, and I just kicked open another one and moved on. You know, it meant too many. It meant a lot to so many people that I'm still here.
Right. Yeah, because you got we all got families, we all got friends. I mean, if you just reach out to somebody, they could probably, you know, help you out for whatever it is. So, but
yeah.
Plus, I mean, this is America, for God's sakes. I mean, whatever you want to do, you can do it. And our job is to help, you know, find ways to let you keep doing what it is that you want to do. But Walt, let's move on to bigger and better things. Here's one. Our old pal Lenny Dykstra is a big New York Islanders fan. I do believe he lives in the Garden State of New Jersey. But he went to Twitter this week looking for a female companion to accompany him to an Islanders home game at the Barclays Center in downtown Brooklyn. So, ladies, if you live in the metropolitan New York City area and you would like to go to a hockey playoff game with a baseball legend, please go to on Twitter at Lenny Dykstra. That's Lenny, L-E-N-N-Y, D-Y-K-S-T-R-A on Twitter for more information. Well, what do you think about Lenny?
We pimping for Lenny Dykstra now.
Yeah.
All right.
But see, Lenny's the type of guy, he just doesn't care. But all right, we're coming on our fourth break. We're going to do just a hodgepodge of whatever's left. So it's Lenny at Lenny Dykstra for you ladies. And we say ladies. All right, 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio. Take it away, guys.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, we are back. And I have some even better news. Start of the show, we talked about the officer in the 34th precinct that was shot in line of duty. Well, anyways, the officer's name is Justin Vertanian. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Justin was released from St. Luke's Hospital earlier today, being Friday, and he had members of the service lined both sides of the street and a police escort to, I guess, go home and recover. So that's some good news. But just seeing the line of blue on both sides of the street, just clapping for this officer going home, just that was the NYPD I remember, not the not after the fact, but anyways, well, I got some even better news.
Okay.
We are now on YouTube.
Hey!
I finally, if you go to 75 Radio, that's 75, the number 75, then space radio, you will find videos of me. What I've started to do is that I got all these scam phone calls coming in, even though I'm the do not call registry. So, more or less, I take the phone call with my computer running. I look like absolute garbage. You know, you see my all three of my chins. My hair's a mess. I got puffy, bloodshot eyes. I just look like garbage. But anyways, these people want to sell me things, and I just waste their time. We are monetized, and we're up to $3, three Federal Reserve notes. So just check us out. Again, you know, eventually we hope to have other things with people on Liberty News Radio, people outside of Liberty News Radio. But again, it's a work in progress because, again, I got two little ones at home. It's spring break this week. I got family coming in town. And somewhere in that, I got to go to work and keep you entertained. So, anyways, just that's some good news. Like I said before, we're going to do something with YouTube. We're going to have it up and running eventually. But you just have to give us time, folks. But also, Walt, the city of New York said that they have 65,000 apartment buildings that they're going to turn into Section 8. 65,000 more apartments in the five boroughs going to Section 8.
Yeah.
On a related note, coming from the Washington Post through michaelsavage.com, there in Washington, D.C., the housing vouchers went up a lot, so people could no longer have to live in crime-ridden hellholes known as Anacostia, east of the Anacostia River. So a bunch of them found apartments in the northwest section of Washington overlooking Rock Creek Park, which is very, very, very expensive. It's like almost like the upper west side of Manhattan. And guess what? These people are tearing up the buildings, and people are leaving as fast as they can. So, Walt, do you think there's any correlation between giving people lots of housing vouchers and turning nice buildings into tenements?
Somebody's going to be buying some cheap property pretty soon after they're all run down. Yeah, of course there's a correlation. There's always, you know, a yin to the yang. There's got to be a plan to destroy these buildings to the point where they become real affordable to the select few to buy up and renovate and become condos again. We know it's not Mr. Trump because he just doesn't do things like that, especially not as president of our United States. Of course, you know, Section 8, you know, I believe in the program, you know, but they got to vet it better. There's people that are in it that don't need to be in it. There's people in it that, you know, could be working and doing whatever they want. There's people out there with real needs for this Section 8 program. But, you know, these buildings, you know, we'll just say 68,000 apartments.
Right, 68,000 more apartments are going to Section 8.
You know, that's a lot. Right. People have to go somewhere, you know, and like you and like 52% of the rest of America, we're tired of paying for all this nonsense. They got to vet these people better. I don't know the answer. I don't have a solution, but I'm certainly not part of the problem. So I guess that's part of my solution, that I'm not part of the problem, or you, or the other 52% of America, because 49% aren't paying taxes and they're on some kind of program, some kind of benefit from the government. I don't know. You have to make it mandatory for the younger generation that are involved with a Section 8 family to join the service. You know what I mean? Instead of sitting around waiting for mom and pop's check to come in and hang out and play video games all day and not work and stand on the corner and, you know, throw some crack around, throw some smack around. And so, you know, I think that if that's going to, if mom and dad are going to be on the payroll, you know, the youngsters need to get put on the payroll, but in the service. You know, they pay pretty good. They give you three hots and a cots, right? And you see the, and you see the world, and you come out, and you can either have a career or stay in the service. So this nonsense of 18 and 19 year olds getting on the payroll of on the government's payroll and not earning anything for it, have them join the service. I think that's a pretty good start. Or go help down south and build the wall.
It's a good thing you brought up the wall. You notice, like, this week the Mueller report came out, and mainstream media just had a total meltdown. And for whatever reason, we knew nothing was found. So they had a total meltdown. Needless to say, I haven't heard anything about the border or the people crossing the border or how we need to put these people in, like, 68,000 apartment buildings and push out the white middle class. You think that's done on purpose?
Oh, absolutely, because the news feeds are controlled by the media. You know, they only let you know what they want you to know, unless you're standing there looking at it and seeing for yourself and knowing that they're lying. Half the country doesn't know what's going on because the media just tells them what they want you to hear.
Yeah. So I guess there's no no illegal alien border crosses this week, but
I guess not. Yeah, Jim Acosta isn't down there, you know, walking in the safe zone.
Walking on a big fence.
Yeah, walking behind a big fence, 25 feet tall. You know, it just would. Yeah, go ahead, take that, because that just makes me sick that they control. What you see and what you do. And by the way, talking about controlling of what you see and what you do, we're still in Twitter jail. So,
yep.
Goes and, to you.
And our friend Michael Savage, he had restrictions placed on his Twitter account. Michael Savage, he's you know, a huge media personality. It's one thing if it's like, you know, you or me, we're nobodies, but Michael Savage is one of the top three radio personalities in the country. But of course, he was put in Twitter jail. So he said, you know what? If I have any comments, or I'll just put them on my website, because I mean that's where we're headed to. Even mainstream personalities are being thrown in Twitter jail or put on Twitter probation. But again, thank God, like I told Jim Lancia, he says, you know, wants to expand in social media, YouTube, whatever. I said, Jim, you know, right here, good old terrestrial radio, even though most of our people are listening outside of terrestrial radio, guess what? This is where it's at. We can say what we want to say, is, you know, except for some, you know, dirty words, and, you know, can't be a liar, even though the media lies even on TV and radio all day, every day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's why I say thank God for, you know, I'll say it every week, thank God for Libby News Radio. Anyways, we got a couple more minutes left. You got anything in the wheelhouse?
Want everybody else to know that, you know, I'm on Facebook, and just this past week I got a bunch of questions, because since we've been, you know, banned from Twitter for a little bit, or I don't know how long it's going to last, people are asking me why. So I posted pictures of me burning Gerardot's book, Urell's book, burning in my trash can. I posted those up on my Facebook page, and I've gotten, you know, quite a bit of comments on it, all positive in my behalf. And that's part of the reason why we've been banned from Twitter. So I guess you can post those pictures, but you can't say anything about them. I just said this is what I think of that book and all the authors that were responsible for having that supermarket trash, you know, published.
Right.
But other than that, you know, things are moving along pretty well. There's rumors that the 7-5 movie is going to take place and they're casting. I haven't heard anything personally.
Anyway, well, on that note, I want to wish you, your family, everybody in the Liberty News Radio family, a very happy and safe Easter. This is the time we remember that the Son of God, Jesus Christ himself, has risen from the dead. Remember, you can make a difference. Go out there and make it. So long, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.